Yes, the thinking man has choices and makes choices. Would you like tea or coffee? I'd like tea. That's a choice that the mind made. But the mind is not, strictly speaking, an entity that may or may not have free will or make choices. It is the activity of thinking and perceiving. There's no actual entity there. There's no independently existing entity called the finite mind, the character you dream yourself to be at night. There's no real character there. There's no entity there. The entity is the activity of your own mind. So there is an activity of choosing, but there's no actual chooser.